Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's introduce ourselves to Kelly Meyer, Nexstar Washington correspondent on the impeachment trial. Kelly, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Where exactly are you right now?
So right now I'm in the Russell Rotunda. So that's pretty much just steps away from the main Capitol building. Looking out the Russell Rotunda, you can see a clear shot to Capitol Hill. So this is on the Senate side, and right now it is pretty much packed with journalists from all over the country. The networks are here, other journalists are in here, and we've been catching up with your senators all morning long just as they creep up into this 1 p.m. hour where, of course, they'll be heading to the Senate floor and kicking off this impeachment trial.
I wonder how chatty the senators are this morning. Afternoon, your time, you're in the East Coast, obviously, but I wonder how chatty they are since it seems like the Senate rules are going to insulate them from a lot of interaction with the media during the trial.
You know, it's actually, we had a pretty steady flow of senators popping through here. I talked about four or five, and actually a good mix of Republican and Democrat, just kind of getting a sense of what they expect to see today, how important this day is. And Senator Blumenthal actually told me that this is a critical day because this is the day you're going to see those rules laid out and that groundwork laid out for the rest of the trial. So this could really give an insight into how this whole proceeding will look. And, you know, Democrats want to offer some amendments on how this will play out as well, but whether or not that will be accepted. But of course, they have to vote on this resolution before they even get into those opening arguments. So really, this is that first critical day of how the rest of the process will play and, of course, what we need to see happen for the rest of the impeachment to get underway.
They are all standing now and facing the flag, pledging allegiance, it looks like. And then the Senate leadership will make some opening remarks in about an hour. Well, actually, in about a half an hour, we expect the trial to begin, but that'll be these rules negotiations that you're talking about. And I presume, Kelly, most of that will be focused on evidence that will be presented and whether or not they will allow witnesses. Is that right?
And I think they're just going to be taking a look at, you know, having the House managers and then the president's defense team, each of them getting, you know, 24 hours to cover their opening arguments, showing their cases, showcasing that in there. But it really changes the framework for these senators because at first they thought they were going to be in here from 1 p.m. until maybe 7 p.m. But now they're saying they're going to go 12 hours, so it could be here till the late hours of the night. Some senators I talk with say that their Leader McConnell's procedure here and his resolution is really kind of making it way for a speedy trial, the way that they seem to say that he's trying to push this through. But where they say other Republican senators I talk to say that, you know, they're doing it the way that they think is fair. They're hearing from both sides. They say this will be a more fair trial than what they saw in the House side, what we saw a couple weeks ago.
Mitch McConnell is just now speaking. Let's listen in a little bit.
Take our entrance exam. Today, we will consider and pass an organizing resolution that will structure the first phase of the trial. This initial step will offer an early signal to our country. Can the Senate still serve our founding purpose? Can we still put fairness, even-handedness, and historical precedent ahead of the partisan passions of the day? Today's vote will contain some answers. The organizing resolution we'll put forward already has the support of a majority of the Senate. That's because it sets up a structure that is fair, even-handed, and tracks closely with past precedents that were established unanimously.
Mitch McConnell is now making his opening remarks. Democrats will get their turn as well. And them is the fighting words there, if you ask me. How will you define what a fair and impartial process is? And it doesn't seem to me like walking into that chamber that both sides agree on that, Kelly.
Exactly, and I think that's what they're going to be getting into today. You'll see Democrats try to offer amendments to the resolution that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is proposing. Whether or not those get accepted, you'll see today. So, like I said, this day is actually, you know, of course, the first day of these proceedings, but a very crucial day in terms of laying the groundwork for how the rest of this trial may look.
I have to just also offer this, Kelly. I don't understand the value of 24 hours. As opposed to nothing constructive happens in 24 hours straight, right? That if you're going to give me 24 hours to do something, give me a week to do it, 5 days, 5 hours a day, something like that, you know?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, these senators are going to be in there, you know, they won't be able to break away. Really, they have to vote on if they're going to break away for dinner or, you know, going to the restroom, or they are in there for this majority of the time. And I even asked the senators, okay, so what does the rest of your legislative day look like? There's a small, slim window for them to get, you know, the work done for their state.
Right.
And then they kind of enter into this. So it's whether they're trying to just get more done in a shorter amount of time or if this is going to continue. All that I'm hearing is that right now this could be a speedy process, but you don't know. You just don't know how it's going to play out.
Bill Clinton's impeachment took about 6 weeks, for those of you keeping score at home. That was 6 weeks. These two 24-hour windows actually won't be the totality of the process, though. The impeachment will proceed after that, and it will take several days. But the idea that it has to be done in 24 hours, this presentation, is just kind of a head-scratcher for me. And then we're going to get into a debate today, too, I think, Kelly, about what the rules of engagement were with the Clinton impeachment, and are those apples to apples in the Trump impeachment? If it was good for that, it should be good for this. But are they, in fact, the same thing? I think that's a debate we're going to hear today, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think another thing to mention is that, you know, how they're trying to do this speedy here is because they hope to, or at least the majority, I think Majority Leader Mitch McConnell maybe wants to see this all wrap up before we have the State of the Union address that happens February 4th, I believe. So they want to kind of, they don't want that, you know, kind of that cloud hanging over as they introduce the State of the Union, that also an impeachment trial is happening. So they're trying to go through this process and get it done because, as they say, some senators I talked to here this morning, they want to get it done and as quickly as possible is the message I'm getting from Republicans. But like we said, whether or not that plays out, it really depends on, you know, you'll see how speedy this goes as they kind of debate these amendments today.
Can you shed any light on what we're going to see on TV and how we're going to see that?
You know, I think it's going to be a good glimpse for people of how the Senate floor works, and they'll probably be hearing some new language of how they go forward with their motion or adding these amendments. But I have heard from senators this morning as they mentioned that it's important, and they hope that much of the American public tunes into this to see really how it plays out. I mean, I think you're going to see some back and forth, and we're going to see them debating this resolution that will take up much of the day. I think we'll likely see that divisiveness that we've been seeing and how things were presented. You'll see references back to how it was presented in the House, and you'll see that divide amongst Democrats and Republicans. But it'll also be an interesting insight into how the Senate floor works. And it's, at the end of the day, it's a very historic day, as this is only the third time they're going to be going through something like this here. So it's also an important day in American history as well.
The camera will be focused on the speaker, but you're not going to get panning wide shots of the gallery. You're not going to see the other senators and the attention they're paying or not paying. I think it's going to be a rather narrow view of what's happening today.
I think, you won't be able to see and be in that room. I know they are offering us for some press the ability to go inside, as we normally are able to go inside in the press galleries, like you mentioned, to watch. But those are actually limited tickets, like you mentioned, with some of the limitations for press. There are a limited amount of tickets for people to go in and watch. And I think if you are a member of the press, you would have to be in there all day long to be there in that seat taking it in, and no cell phones, you know, no pictures, no video, as always, but not even, you know, tweeting on your phone and things like that. It's very restricted in what you can take in. But I think people in those seats are going to get a glimpse of some of those facial expressions and looks, like you were mentioning, and maybe a bigger scope of it. But hopefully the American people get enough insight into what's happening there from the one lens we'll be able to watch this with.
Yeah. One last question. Kelly Meyer, Next Star Washington correspondent. when you did speak to a handful of senators, my hope would be that regardless of their party, they would say something like, I haven't made up my mind. Maybe I'll vote thumbs up. Maybe I'll vote thumbs down. Let's see. Was there any kind of language from them about their openness to the process?
You know, it was interesting. It seems like some of them, when I talked to them about it, that they said they had enough information from the House procedure of how they think they will likely vote, not exactly how they will definitely vote in the end, but they did have a sense of how this has played out. Mostly that was Republicans saying that they understood how this played out in the House and this is how they're going to likely vote here, but then some Democrats saying that they are open to it. But of course, both sides did say they are open to hearing from people. They want to hear these opening arguments, see how it plays out, specifically in terms of when they mention if they want to hear from witnesses or not. They said they want to see how the opening arguments play out and then decide from there who they want to hear from. So it did seem fairly open on both sides of the aisle with that question.
Nice to talk to you, Kelly. Keep doing what you're doing over there, and we'll be in touch this week probably, huh?
All right, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly Meyer, next our Washington correspondent.
So while the two of you were talking, Mitch McConnell took to the floor.
Between the House and the Senate within the impeachment process.
So he is beginning this. This isn't the impeachment trial. The leaders are going to speak here for a time, and then Justice Roberts will preside at noon, but we are getting the preliminary. Did you guys talk much? I heard you a little bit about the camera angles and things like that.
Yeah.
It just occurred, because when you watch the State of the Union, sometimes you see the House member or senator yawn or giggle or things like
that.
We
won't get that here.
We won't get that.
No.
And I'm interested to see how the shots are set up, because if it's in, because it's controlled by Senator McConnell, he could make it look like paint being dried,
Well, he's not behind the camera. He's not in the director's booth calling the shots.
But there aren't going to be a lot of shots to be called. I think they're going to be pretty static shots.
That's what I think, too.
Now, C-SPAN had asked for permission to direct and to move the cameras around, and last I heard they were denied.
I want the treatment that you get at the State of the Union.
It's not going to happen.
I want to see the justices. I want to see the senators. I want to see panning shots. I want to see reaction shots. I don't know. What is the harm in the American people witnessing that? It might be a little embarrassing. It might be revelatory. What's the harm in us seeing that? I don't know. So McConnell is speaking. Then who speaks after Senator McConnell?
Well, I think Senator Schumer will have a time to speak, and
right.
Things should be getting started.
And then they'll pause, and then everybody comes in, and then they start their thing. So at least now.
But even the thing's not going to be the thing for a while.
Right. Yeah. I mean, your point being, Steve, that it'll be more the negotiation with the managers about how we're actually going to do this.
No, it will be the argument over the rule. I don't know that there'll be any negotiations going on.
There were good reasons why 100 out of 100 senators agreed 2 decades ago to cross these bridges when we came to them.
So Mitch McConnell is speaking, and then Schumer after that.